For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A welfare check leads to a homicide investigation. Thursday morning at approximately 11:20, the Ridgeway Marshal's office and an Iowa County deputy were dispatched to a home on Collins Street in the village of Ridgeway to conduct a welfare check. Upon arrival, responding officers located a deceased adult male inside the home. The death has been ruled a homicide. A person of interest is currently in custody and there is no danger to the public. The investigation remains active and ongoing. Names are being withheld at this time as the investigation continues. If anyone observed anything suspicious in the area during the late afternoon or evening hours on February 11th, you are encouraged to contact Iowa County Crime Stoppers at 608-319-6703. Or submit a tip through the Iowa County Sheriff's Office app. If you live in the village of Ridgeway or operate a business in the village of Ridgeway and have a camera system, you are encouraged to register your cameras under the Crime Prevention tab on the Iowa County Sheriff's Office app. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office is leading the homicide investigation with many other state and local partners. UW-Madison ranks second among all U.S. public universities in Time Magazine's list of the world's top universities, which also ranks UW in 20th place worldwide. The rankings compiled by Statista include academic strength, innovation, economic impact, and global engagement. Time evaluated the top 500 universities globally, placing special emphasis on student success, such as patenting, new inventions, or moving into major leadership roles. A Milwaukee factory closure puts over 200 people out of work. Minneapolis-based Cargill announced this week that its meatpacking plant in Milwaukee will shut down this April. The Milwaukee location focuses on private label ground meat and beef for grocery retailers, which have seen a decrease in sales due to inflation and customers seeking cheaper products. Cargill says employees will be eligible to apply at other locations. Cargill's only other facility in Milwaukee closed in 2014. There is a similar meat packing plant in Butler in Waukesha County. The company that owns Kraft and Oscar Mayer is no longer planning to break up. Kraft Heinz announced last year that it was planning to split off some of its brands into separate companies for sale, but worsening economic conditions have made that impossible. Kraft Heinz has seen reduced sales both from a struggling food sector grappling with inflation, but also from consumers looking for healthier options. The company's CEO says they'll be working on marketing themselves to more people and business development. The company has a number of Kraft and Oscar Mayer facilities in Wisconsin. Janesville City Council has voted unanimously to place a citizen petition on the November ballot. The measure would require automatic referendums for any project over $450 million at the old General Motors site. City officials warn the petition may violate state law and could trigger lawsuits. While some residents argue the delay gives the city time to advance a controversial data center proposal before voters can weigh in, others urge the council to adopt the limits immediately, saying the public deserves a direct say in any major redevelopment of the site. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joined fellow Democrats Thursday to block passage of a funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security. Baldwin says ICE has run roughshod on U.S. residents for far too long and needs to follow the same procedures as other law enforcement agencies.
Just like local law enforcement, ICE should be required to have a judicial warrant before entering and searching homes and businesses, not a blank check to violate the Fourth Amendment.
She added that nothing in the bill passed by the House did anything to control ICE.
I've been clear for weeks that unless serious measures are added to this legislation that serve to rein in ICE, I am not going to be a signatory to a blank check.
Baldwin says that until Republicans and President Trump agreed to restrictions to ICE and other agencies, Democrats won't allow the spending bill to pass. Changes to the federal SNAP program could soon impact thousands of Wisconsinites who rely on food share benefits. A coalition of organizations across Wisconsin could be unable to meet new federal requirements without an additional $69 million in support for food share. Rebecca Sweeney is with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, says the state food could face federal penalties. Coalition members argue that funding is critical to protecting Wisconsin families' access to food assistance. The additional funding would require bipartisan support in the Wisconsin legislature. Millions of Americans serve as caregivers, supporting both young children and aging loved ones, often at the same time. Yet many lack critical life-saving training, including how to respond in a cardiac arrest emergency. Only about one-third of U.S. adults say they feel confident and ready to act if someone goes into cardiac arrest. More than 300,000 people experience cardiac arrest outside of hospitals each year in the United States. Infants, older adults, and those with chronic health conditions are among the most vulnerable. For children of all ages, more than 80% of these emergencies happen at home, making the home the front line of response. CPR and AED training isn't just a medical skill, it's essential for caregiving. During National Heart Month, the American Red Cross is urging you to show your loved ones how much you care by taking a Red Cross First Aid, CPR, and AED class and other life-saving skills courses. The Red Cross has recently enhanced its first aid CPR AED training program to include updated infant CPR techniques and instruction. These updates ensure caregivers and bystanders are prepared to respond quickly and confidently in a range of life-threatening emergencies. The training also equips you with the knowledge and skills to better identify and respond to heart-related emergencies, including understanding the critical differences between cardiac arrest and heart attacks. It incorporates updated warning signs highlighting how heart attacks can present differently in women, so symptoms are recognized earlier and life-saving action can begin sooner. Visit redcross.org/takeaclass to find a class near you.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Giannis says he's almost ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo held a press conference during the NBA All-Star Weekend in L.A. and was asked how his calf injury is coming along.
I feel good. I feel 100%, to be honest with you. I just got to check the boxes, right? So I got to do things. Now I got to get on the court. I got to play some one-on-one, 3-on-3.
The Bucks return to action Friday in New Orleans against the Pelicans. In college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Ohio State to play the Buckeyes 7:30 tomorrow night. The Badgers now 18-7 after beating Michigan State. At the Winter Olympics, Wisconsin speed skater Jordan Stolz, next event coming up this Thursday morning in the 1500-meter race. Stolz setting a new Olympic record of just 33.7 seconds in the 500-meter over the weekend to earn his second gold medal.
Yeah, it feels amazing to do it in a distance that's at your much closer margin, but I'm super thankful to have two golds.
That's speed skater Jordan Stolz with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Feeling more like April than mid-February today, with sunny skies and high temps in the mid-50s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-30s. On Tuesday, more clouds and sun, breezy, still mild with high temps in the low to mid-50s.